Shalom Aleichem. For the second day of the month of Nisan, Mishneh Yomi is in Chapter 2 of Nazir, Mishnayot Gimel and Dalet today. Let's pick up Mishnah 3. Mazgu lo et hakos. They poured him a cup of wine. This is like that famous joke. A Nazir walks into the bar and the bartender says, "We don't serve your kind here, and get a haircut." So here in this Mishnah, this man is not a Nazir, at least not yet, but they're pouring him a cup of wine, Ve'amar, and he says in response, Hareini Nazir Mimenu, behold, I am a Nazir from it, from this cup of wine. Hare Ze Nazir, he is a Nazir, a full-fledged Nazir with all of the restrictions, not just on wine. But now the Mishnah brings a situation where this does not necessarily apply. Maaseh, there was an actual event, Be'isha, with a woman, Ahat, one woman, Shahaita Shikura. She was drunk. She was already had been drinking. She was quite intoxicated. Umazgu lo et hakos. Then they poured her another one. The Amra, and seeing this additional drink set before her, she says, Hareini Nazira Mimeno. Behold, I am a Nazir from it. Amru Chachamim and the sages, apparently they had to ask the sages because they weren't sure what the effect was of her words. They would. They asked the sages. They said, Lo nit kavna, her only intention was, Ela only, lomar harehu a lie carbon. She was saying, this cup, this additional new cup of alcohol is to me like a carbon, like forbidden to her by force of a neder. She wasn't becoming a nazir from all wine. In the context where she was already had been drinking, she was already intoxicated, and she was trying to refuse any additional alcohol, in this context, it was as if she was banning this alcohol from her by force of a neder, not becoming a full-fledged Nazir for 30 days. Now, compared to the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, that man wasn't drunk when he said, I'm going to be a Nazir from this. So he really could mean from all alcohol. It's a great way to avoid getting served drinks. Just say, yeah, Nazir, and they don't pour you any drinks. As an aside, I do mean that jokingly, because please do not attempt to become a Nazir until we have the Beis HaMikdash, the temple rebuilt. Then your vow would be binding. Right now it's meaningless, but you should not make such vows or statements until we get a temple and you can really become a Nazir b'mheirav meinu. Anyway, let's go on to Mishnah Dalet. Hareini Nazir. He says, I'll be a Nazir al menat shehei shote yayin, on condition that I can drink wine. Umetami lemetim, or he says, or I'll become a Nazir on condition I can still be exposed to ritual impurity from dead bodies. Hare ze Nazir, this man becomes a Nazir, ve'asar bechulan, he's forbidden from any of the Nazir restrictions, including the wine, including the ritual impurity, including the haircutting. The Mefarshim explain here, you can't make a condition against the rules of the Torah. Nazir has specific rules set out in the Torah. So if you're accepting Nazir, as defined by the Torah, that's part and parcel is the wine and the ritual impurity. Now, the next case, Yodea Ani, he says, I know Sheyesh Nazirut. There's a concept of Nazirut, of Alaini Yodea, but I didn't know, She Nazir Aser B'Yayin, that a Nazir is forbidden from drinking wine. Hareze Aser, he's still forbidden to drink wine. He's a full-fledged Nazir. But Rabbi Shimon Matir, now Rabbi Shimon allows him, not just allows the wine, but says he's not a Nazir at all. I mean, Nazir is all or nothing. It's all the restrictions or it's nothing. Rabbi Shimon says this is a taut, a mistake, and a neder betaut is not a neder. So his neder of Nazirus was made by mistake because he did not know the implications of what he was getting into. Now, next is a great case. He says, Yodea ani, I do know, she'a Nazir aser b'yayin, that a Nazir cannot drink wine, aval, but, savar hayiti, I was under the impression, she'chochamim matirim li, that the sages would allow me to drink wine during my Nazirhood, mipnei she'ein ani yachol lechayot ele b'yayin, because I cannot live without my wine. Now, we can be dan the kaf sechus, we can sort of give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he has a medical condition where he needs a little bit of red wine to help his heart, or maybe he's a full-blown alcoholic. The Mishnah brings another similar case. Oh, he says, O mipnei she'ani kover et emetim. He wants to be a Nazir on condition he can still contact ritual impurity because he's actually the undertaker. He's Chevra Kadisha. He's part of the group that buries and takes care of funerals. So it's actually his job, his parnasa, depends on being able to take care of funerals. So Hareze Mutter, so he's allowed, meaning he's not a Nazir in these cases. Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon says, no, he is forbidden. He is still bound by all of the rules of Nazirut. what's going on here is, well, the Bartonur explains this is a nidre onsin, a neder where there's a force, an element of force that prevents the fulfillment. Now, we talked about this in chapter 3 of Nedarim, and it sounded like nidre onsin also means a neder someone's forced into making. They didn't really want to make it. In this context, Bartonur is explaining, you know, the situation they're in, the medical situation, his livelihood depends on this. That's sort of the onus. So it's sort of another way of defining nidre onsin. And back in chapter 3, Mishnah Aleph of Nedarim, we said those don't even need a Shela. You don't even need to go to a sage, a Chacham, to be Matir the Neder. It's a meaningless Neder from the beginning. Rabbi Shimon over there in Nedarim held, you do have to go ask the rabbi for Hatarat Nedarim in these cases. That's why he's saying it's Oser. But yes, they should go ask to a Hatara, an opening of their vow of Nezirut, to be able to have their medicinal wine or their Parnassa of funeral arrangements. Yishar kochachem, zay gezunt.